আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদুল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফা'উযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া সাহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আজ্জা ওয়া জাল আই ওয়েলকাম দ্য ডিয়ার ভিউয়ার্স অফ মাদানী চ্যানেল ব্যাক টু আওয়ার ওয়ান্ডারফুল program, wonderful silsila. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program, we try to listen to a story in every episode. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, last episode, we heard an amazing story and Alhamdulillah, we also took some lessons as well. And why shouldn't it be amazing? As it is from the Holy Quran, the book which has no match, the book which has no example. It is unique. It is the most perfect book. And why not? It is the kalam. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today as well, we have a wonderful story. And which story is that? Inshallah, we will come to that after we hear the fadilat of Durood Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's story is actually about a chamber. In the masjid, whenever we go, we must have seen, you know, those chambers at the front where the imam stands and leads the salah and stuff. So we must have come across them. But this is a unique chamber actually. And this chamber is the chamber of Sayyida Maryam. Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the mother of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Her father's name is Imran and mother's name is Hina. When Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was in the womb of her mother vowed that she would donate the child that is going to be born for the service of Baytul Muqaddas. Therefore, when Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born, her mother took her to Baytul Muqaddas. Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, who was the maternal uncle of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the imam, the chief of all the religious scholars of Baytul Muqaddas. Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam became her caretaker. He alayhi salam made a separate chamber on the highest level of Baytul Muqaddas, which was isolated from all other sections, and kept Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha there. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha began to live there isolated whilst remaining busy in the worship, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam would pay daily visits in the morning and evening to check on her well-being and arranging the sustenance and to see if everything is fine, if she needs something. So within a few days, a saintly miracle, a karamat, took place in the chamber of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam would visit the chamber, he alayhi salam would find the fruits of winter season in summer. Allahu Akbar. And the fruits of summer season in the winter season. Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam would inquire in amazement, "Oh Maryam, where do you get these fruits from? How do you get it? It's summer, but you are enjoying the fruits of winter. And it's winter, you are enjoying the fruits of summer. How does it happen?" Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha would reply that these fruits are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He azza wa jal bestows with immeasurable sustenance to whomsoever He wills. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was blessed with the rank of prophethood, with nabuwat. by Allah Azza wa Jal. But he alayhi salam did not have any offspring. He did not have any children. And he alayhi salam had reached the old age. For years, his heart was eager. He wanted a child. His heart was desperate for a child, for an offspring. And many a times he alayhi salam had supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility for a beautiful child. But he alayhi salam had still not yet been blessed with any child. And his desire and his eagerness was increasing day by day. So when he alayhi salam, meaning Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, saw the saintly miracle of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that out of season fruits descend there, at that time, this thought mounted his mind and heart, that even though he has become very old, the season to yield the fruit of a child is apparently gone, but where the fruits are descending off season, maybe if I can make dua here, maybe if I can supplicate here, my du'as will be accepted. So he, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, made du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his prayer. At that old age, he became a father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a son whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named Yahya. And Allahu Akbar, this event and this incident is also mentioned in the Quran so beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 37 to verse number 39.
Kullama dakhala 'alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada 'indaha rizqa. Qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha. قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا سيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Whenever Zakariya alayhi salam visited her at her prayer chamber, he would find a new sustenance, fruits out of season with her. He asked, O Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, where did this come to you from? She answered, it is from Allah. Indeed, Allah gives to whom he desires without measure. At that place, Zakariya alayhi salam supplicated to his Rabb, to his Lord. He requested, O my Lord, give me from your court a righteous offspring. Indeed, only you are the acceptor of supplication. And whilst he was praying in a standing position at his place of worship, the angels called out to him, indeed, Allah gives you a glad tiding of Yahya alayhi salam, who will verify a word from Allah, meaning Prophet Isa alayhi salam, a leader always refraining from women, and Nabi from one of our selected ones. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So you see, dear viewers of Madani channel, such a beautiful narration, such a beautiful incident from the Holy Quran, and how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this in the Holy Quran. The event sheds light on several matters. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will speak about few matters, few lessons which we get to learn from this Quranic incident. It can be learned from this event and incident that Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha was bestowed with marvels and with the rank of a wali, meaning a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as divine fruits used to descend upon her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in her chamber. Winter season, summer fruits. Summer season, winter fruits. Allahu Akbar. This is a wonderful and open karamat, and it is a proof of the vilayat, of the sainthood of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another point which we learn from this beautiful incident is that this event proves that the place where the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worship becomes so sacred that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend there, and the supplications are accepted there, just like the supplication of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam was accepted in the chamber of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whereas on many previous occasions, he alayhi salam had frequently supplicated, but due to the barakat of a place where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, due to the barakat and blessings of where a saint, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stays, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, the dua of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam was accepted. If supplications are accepted in those places where the chosen people of Allah perform their worship, stay there, or spend their time there, or live there for some time, some months or some years, imagine the place where the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bodies are resting. Imagine where the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are resting in their graves for years and years. How much blessings must be descending on those places. Allahu Akbar. Thus Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that whenever he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would feel difficulty in finding solution of any religious issue, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would visit Baghdad, and he would sit near the grave of Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he would make supplication through the wasila, through the medium of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and his supplications would be granted and his problems would be solved. Allahu Akbar. This is the barakat of where the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are situated. This is the barakat where they are resting. This is the barakat of the shrines. This is the blessing. This is the excellence of where the grave of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. So definitely we learn from this that at a place, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spent some time, that place has become wonderful. That place has become a place where du'as are accepted. That place has become a place where seasonal fruits and those fruits which are not seasonal are descending there. Then definitely about their graves, about where they are resting since years and years and years, we can never imagine what amount of blessings must be descending on those places. So we must try that we first of all keep the love of such pious personalities in our hearts. And we must try our best that whenever we get an opportunity, we should try and visit the mazarat, the shrines, the graves, the resting places of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So speaking about visiting the mazarat, the shrines, the blessed graves of the awliya Allah, of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we should also learn that what is the procedure, like what should we do? Because, you know, at times it is seen that people visit the grave, people visit the mazar of a pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are not really aware of the procedure and what's happening by the mazar, by the grave. They're standing and they're talking all worldly stuff, and, you know, all sorts of things are going on. So what is the exact manner? Because obviously we need to pay utmost respect. We need to honor those sites. Because don't forget, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending there. Do we want to be deprived of that mercy? No. Every second of ours in that blessed place is an opportunity for us. We should consider every second of that as a ni'mat, and indeed it is a ni'mat. So what is the correct method? How should one go and visit a mazar? How should a person approach to that grave? So first of all, we should try that we go from the side of where the legs, where the feet of that blessed personality are resting. So from the side of the feet, we enter and we go in the direction where the face of that personality is resting, to the direction where the face of that personality is resting. Because obviously when we lower a mayyit in a grave, when we bury a deceased person, so his head is tilted towards the direction of Qibla. So basically you can understand to this sort that you will enter from where the feet are towards that direction, where in Qibla is one side and the face of that Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the other side. So basically you will be standing in the middle and you will be facing towards the face of the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will go there humbly with, you know, dedication and sincerity in the heart, fold your hands and with utmost adab, with utmost honor and respect, with utmost love, say, Assalamu alayka ya Sayyidi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His peace and blessings upon you, my master. Present salam in this way and then do some isal sawab for the sahib mazar, for the one resting, for the person whom you are visiting, to that great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the recommended way is that recite Durood Sharif 3 times or 12 times and then recite Surah Al-Fatiha once and then Surah Al-Ikhlas 11 times and then again end it with Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and do it as isal sawab to that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, for isal sawab we can also read something else also, but this was just something which is recommended. You may do isal sawab of even one Durood Sharif. You can recite Durood Sharif there, just recite Surah Ikhlas there, any portion of the Holy Quran. Maybe you have attended the ijtima'at, you have attended the Madani Muzakara, maybe you have called someone to the masjid towards righteousness. Basically any good deed which you may have done, you can send it as isal sawab, as a gift to the person, to that beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose shrine you have come to visit. And you know, when you do isal sawab, so you know, start from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then all the prophets alayhi wa sallam, then the sahaba ikram, the household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, taba'een, taba taba'een, meaning those, the companions of the companions, and the awliya Allah, especially the person that sahib mazar whom you have come to visit, then the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The amazing part is that there shall be no deduction in your thawab. There shall be no deduction in your thawab. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will attain our thawab, and inshallah if Allah wills, we will be blessed with more thawab due to the barakat of sending the thawab. So this is a very good action, and this is an action which has been the habit of pious predecessors. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should try that we make isal thawab wholeheartedly. Another beautiful point which we should keep in our mind, a very important point, that we should avoid from any sort of disturbances, making noises when we are at the mazar of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, even if we are reciting the Holy Quran, we should try that we keep a low tone when we are reciting the Holy Quran. And yes, any method of respect which does not contradict Sharia, you may, you know, observe there, which cannot be classified as going against the principles of respect or going against the principles of Sharia, like folding the hands, reading something, having a low voice there, like if there is something important to talk to as well. So you maintain a very low tone and try your best not to disturb yourself, not to distract yourself from the blessings there, from that atmosphere. Along with that, try that you do not disturb others as well. You know, try that you don't take small children, and you know, small children, they become a means of massive noises. So we should try not to take very small children to the mazar or to the masjid as well, so they do not end up disturbing other people. Along with that, make your duas, do your duas. We heard that at the chamber of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the dua of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam was accepted. So don't miss this opportunity out. A friend of Allah is resting there. His body is there since years and years and years. Don't waste time in talking here and there, looking here and there. Oh, how are the chandeliers of this place? How are the gates of this place? Oh, how this light is looking? How these railings are looking? No. Pay attention towards the mercies descending from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste time. Make dua sincerely. Whatever you want to ask for. After presenting the isal-e-sawab, Ask for your du'as. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your needs through the medium and wasila of this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. There are some great examples of adab, respect, that, you know, we should, our hands should be tied, and how we should enter, how we should leave. So after we do our du'a, after we have presented our salam, after whatever Quran recitations, or whatever we want to do, once we are exiting from that place, so exit in reverse, meaning walk backwards, so that your back does not face towards the qabr of the pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, look at his adab, his respect towards the awliya Allah, towards the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that since when I have learned the direction of the mazar, the resting place of Sayyiduna Ghawthul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, I have never spreaded my legs in that direction. Subhanallah. A similar narration we also find regarding the leader of millions and millions of Ahnaf, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that his teacher would live about 7 streets away. And Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would not let his legs spread in the direction of his teacher's house. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. This is the level of respect. This is the level of adab. Ba adab, ba naseeb. The one who is respectful, the one who has respect, he is actually a fortunate person. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the love of awliya Allah. We should make sure that whenever we visit their shrines, we maintain that adab, we maintain that muhabba, that love towards them. That these personalities, we spoke about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidi Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they would not spread their legs towards the mazar of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa would not spread his legs towards the direction of his teacher, towards the direction of his sheikh's house. Now imagine, how can we think about spreading our feet in the direction of Kaaba? Allah, how can we think about spreading our feet in the direction of Madinatul Munawwara? Allahu Akbar. So, you know, this is against love. This is against respect. And alhamdulillah, we are amongst those who respect and honor the prophets alayhimus salam, the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and the awliya Allah rahimahumullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who are respectful, obedient, and those whose hearts are filled with the love of those who are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the story of Sayyida Maryam and the story of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam should actually teach us the lesson of respecting the holy places where the bodies of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. This teaches us the lesson that our du'as will be answered there, like the du'a of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam was accepted. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, with this message, I take your permission. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we will come with another beautiful story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching. Let's hear a story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قرآن 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 Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.